Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Junie Riddle, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Talking a little balls, and to help us do that, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Wes Rucker from GoVols247. Wes, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. How y'all doing this morning?
We're awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Hard to believe we're just over a week away from Tennessee on the field here in Nashville against Virginia. Looking forward to that. Josh Heupel seems to be pretty happy with how his team has handled fall camp to this point based on the press conferences that we've seen. And he was asked about Nico specifically yesterday. What do you make of the way that the quarterbacks have played so far during training camp, specifically Milton and Nico to this point?
Yeah, I mean, to this point, I think they've both been pretty good. You know, just like anything else, we don't see as much as we used to.
Yep.
We see a fair amount. We see some, but that obviously diminishes as you get closer and closer to camp, or closer and closer to the start of the season. I think they've been okay. I really do. I mean, I don't know that they've set the world on fire, but I think they've been pretty good. Perhaps even really good. The arm talent is very real. You can see that on a daily basis, just how strong the arms are, and just the throws they can make that a lot of college quarterbacks just can't make if they don't have the arm talent to do it. They've been pretty good, if I'm being honest. So, yeah, I think they feel pretty good about those guys and their command of the offense, and I think they feel like they're in pretty good shape there. You'd like to have more than two scholarship quarterbacks, but if you're only going to have two, they might as well be two good ones.
Wes, so on the other side of the ball, the secondary was so up and down last year. And, you know, obviously the South Carolina game was a total disaster on the defensive side of the ball. But what do you make of the depth that they have in the secondary now heading into this year and the quality of that depth? How do you think that looks for Tennessee heading into the year?
Yeah, I like the way you phrased that, because I think the depth itself is tremendous. You know, I mean, they've got, you know, three, four guys across the board just about all those positions that are pretty good athletes, and they can play some football. How good they are, that's a separate question. I don't know yet. I think that remains to be seen. If you ask me, it's still the position on the team that has the most questions going into the year, because it's one of those deals where it's like the good news is all of those guys came back. The bad news is all of those guys came back.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think they brought in some really talented freshmen, but it seems like going into the season, those guys are still buried on the chart, and it still seems like those seniors and those guys that come back from last season, that they're the guys that are still at the top of the chart. So they're going to get the first crack at it, and how they're going to do, we'll see. But they, you know, Willie Martinez has confidence in those guys. They know the system. They know what they're doing. We know they can get themselves in position to make plays. The question is, can they make the plays? And they're just going to have to go prove they can.
We're talking to Ross Tucker from GoVols247. Ross, I've seen various predictions when it comes to Tennessee football this year, and I think it all has to do with Joe Milton, from 7-5, 11-1. But when you look at the competition for this Vols team, we're talking Alabama and Georgia. When you look at Jalen Milroe, who's likely going to be the starter in Alabama, Carson Beck, who was just named the starter for Georgia, do you look at Joe Milton potentially being a better quarterback than those guys in giving Tennessee an edge in some of those matchups, knowing that they can put up points on those two teams?
Potentially, yes. Now, will that turn out to be the case? We'll have to wait and see, but potentially, yes. Potentially, Joe Milton has as much arm talent as anybody you're going to see in the country. And I'm not talking about anybody in the SEC. I'm talking about anybody in the country. Joe Milton's arm, potentially just pure arm talent, it's hard to beat that. It really is. Now, will that be what it needs to be once the season starts? We'll see. You know, if Joe Milton from the last couple games of last season shows up, maybe he will be. If it's the Joe Milton from a couple years ago, I don't know. That's a tough question. So, and to be fair, he got hurt a couple of years ago, and you know that if we're being honest, that's the truth. But I think he's got the ability to be a major strength there. The question is, can he make those throws consistently that you need to make? Can he play at the tempo you need to play at? there's a lot of those fair questions. If he does those things, he's going to be just fine, but he's got to go out there and do it.
Now, we know Squirrel White and Brew McCoy are likely going to be the two top receivers coming back for this season. But, you know, when it comes to that third option on this team, I'm looking at Ramel Keaton and the transfer Dante Thornton from Oregon. What have you seen from those two guys, and who do you think can be the bigger contributor on this offense?
I actually think there's a chance Ramel Keaton leads this team in catches or in receiving yards. I think Ramel Keaton might end up being the number one receiver in this offense. But I think in terms of the big play ability, Dante Thornton Jr. is a guy who can just absolutely take the top off the defense. He and Squirrel Wright both can. But Dante Thornton Jr., he's a little bit different looking from a lot of slot receivers because he's 6'5". He kind of looks like, you know, when Randy Moss played in the slot, it's kind of like, why is that big, huge dude playing slot? I mean, he looks kind of like that. But the way that he moves, he's got a really high top speed on those GPS checkers. He's got a great vertical leap, catch radius the size of the sun. I mean, that guy is going to make a lot of big plays. And I think Oregon didn't really want to lose him, but Tennessee was really happy to get him. And I think the bottom line is Tennessee's got those top four receivers who have kind of separated from the rest. But the youngsters like Caleb Webb, Chaz Nimrod, those guys are going to play a little bit. I think they're pretty good players, but those top four guys are certainly by themselves.
Wes Rucker from GoVols 24/7 with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Wes, as you look at the schedule this year for Tennessee, you know, obviously Alabama and Georgia are on it like they are every year to this point. But what do you make of the quality of kind of the rest of the SEC, particularly when you look at A&M this year that Tennessee is going to have to play? You know, obviously Kentucky with Devin Leary coming in. What do you make of the rest of Tennessee's schedule and the opportunity to reach double-digit wins potentially again this year for the Vols?
I think it's tough, but it's not unmanageable. I think I've seen tougher Tennessee schedules, if I'm being honest. Now, there's always those years where you have to go to, you know, Tuscaloosa and Gainesville in the same season. Historically, that's difficult for Tennessee. It'd be difficult for anybody historically, right, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
But I think other than those two games, it's not too bad. Famous last words, right? I mean, you know, maybe South Carolina ends up being better than people think. Maybe Kentucky ends up being better than people think. A&M is a really interesting one because A&M is – God knows what to make of A&M. You know, I mean, that whole Jimbo Petrino thing could be a match made in heaven or hell. We just don't know yet. There's talent on that team. But that team coming to Knoxville, you know, on paper, you'd say Tennessee has a great chance to win that game. But, you know, we'll see. A&M is maybe the biggest enigma in the league, I think. In terms of pure talent, they're certainly in the top half of the league. Maybe in the top five of the league in terms of pure talent. But what are you going to do with it? We'll have to wait and see. I have seen Tennessee schedules on paper that look a lot more daunting than this one, but it's not like you can call it easy. I think it's a schedule that if Tennessee's as good as people think it can be, then it's a schedule you can manage.
Wes, last thing for you here. With the three backs that they have that we saw play throughout the season last year, you know, apparently Jalen Wright's had a fabulous fall camp to this point. How do you think Heupel and this offense, they deploy the running backs this year as you look at three guys who can play, obviously, at the SEC level pretty high, at a pretty high level?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there with Wright being the top guy right now. But, you know, Jabari Small's kind of like that nice warm blanket you put on at any time, you know. Jabari Small's that guy who knows the offense. He's going to take care of the ball. He's going to run where he's supposed to run. He's going to put his pads down, get what's there to be gotten. There's a lot of value in that. But Jalen Wright is a guy who can hit the home run. He's a guy who can do all the things you need a back to do. He's just always been physically so impressive. If he can really put the thing together finally, he is a hell of a player. And then Dylan Sampson there in the three spot is a guy who's a serious home run hitter with really, really impressive top-end velocity when he gets out into open space. So I feel like those three backs, and then even Cam Seldon, the freshman there in the fourth spot, I think those top three or four backs, I think they feel good about those guys. They've even got the freshman Khalifa Keith, who kind of looks like a, you know, he's like a little bowling ball at about 230 pounds, who does not have fat on him. That's all muscle. He is a really impressive-looking freshman. So I think they feel good about their running back position. I think they might run it a little more than people think they're going to. I think they're going to have a pretty nice running game if the offensive line up front can get the job done. You know, they got to get a couple answers there in that starting five. If they can get those answers and they can play well up front, I think they're going to have a lot of room to run, because those guys can – if those guys have room to run, I should say, they're going to have some big numbers this season.
Well, Wes, great stuff as always, man. I'm sorry Rex Road bailed on you today. We'll get after him tomorrow when he's back on the show, but appreciate you taking time to be with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Joe always is just looking to get out of work, and yes, how Joe is, so it's all right. I get it.
It's absurd. You're no question about that. Wes Rucker from GoVols 24/7, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the best and worst things in sports. We'll take your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.